Father, yes, in Jesus' name we come to you, and what a wonderful, marvelous, miraculous name. Praise God, our wonderful name of Jesus is. And thank you, Lord, that it is the name that you've written across our hearts, dear Lord. God, thank you that we can magnify His name today. Thank you that we can praise you in His name today. Thank you that we can come boldly to your throne in His name today. Now, Lord, we commit this to you. Lord God, we just ask that your faith increase in our lives this morning, that again we would be pleasing to you, Lord. It's your word, Jesus, and let it work effectually in us. You are the word, and thank you, you've come into our lives this morning. Oh God, thank you that your Son is in our life this morning. He is our life this morning. Lord, we do have something to sing and to shout and to praise about today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, God, we just ask that again the Spirit give all utterance today, that your Son only would be magnified. May your Spirit anoint each and every life. Lord, put that fervent love in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. And we thank Him for everything. Praise God. All right, brothers and sisters, I like to begin today maybe a little bit differently. The Lord put a story upon my heart that I heard some time back. And it's the story of a high school baseball player. And that little player, he named himself Little Used Lefty. Little Used Lefty. And just as his name, Little Used Lefty, was a slight little fellow. And he was often overlooked by many a coach. But he loved the game. He loved to play baseball. And he knew that there would be a time for him. So he just kept plugging along. Well, one day a coach found him. A coach found him. And a coach believed in him. And he had just the right spot for Little Used Lefty. And you think, oh, well, that's good. We have a scrimmage game coming up. Or we're playing the last place team in the league for Little Used Lefty. And no, that wasn't what he had in mind. Matter of fact, this coach, they were going to play the state champions. Well, the parents thought, well, that's, you know, fine that you're given a little bit of time and he's come to join the team. But, you know, coach, have you lost your mind? And I'm sure Little Used Lefty was in the front of that line saying, coach, I appreciate your time with me, but let's come back to reality. Well, coach said, oh no, I know what I'm doing. You're going out there today. And that coach didn't even flinch. And Little Used Lefty went out there and he beat the state champions. Yeah, he did. And that's a true story. As a matter of fact, I believe his coach is sitting in here today. And the Bible, brothers and sisters, is full of Little Used Lefties. Did you know that? And maybe there's one no more memorable than Gideon. And I'd like you to turn with me this morning to Judges chapter 6. And we'll read from a few places today. But in Judges chapter 6, and we'll begin reading from verse 12. This is a little story about Brother Gideon. And it says there, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. This is unto Gideon. And said unto Gideon, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, notice how he said us, why then is all this befallen to us? And where be all his miracles which our father told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Now, this is an amazing story, and I love it. And praise God. You know, as a brother encouraged me today, the Word of God, it just continues to live. It continues to truly not just play itself out, but it moves in us. And it does it over and over. And God in His faithfulness makes this Word true in our lives. This Word is alive. The Gideon, praise God, testimony of faithfulness is alive in lives today, if you'll let it. He's here for this, and this is exciting. But here you go, after the angel of the Lord calls him a mighty man of valor there in the 12th verse, you know what Gideon's saying. You've said the same thing. You're talking to me? I know you're not talking to me, but there doesn't happen to be anybody else here. Come on now, we understand this, but God is talking to you and God is talking to me. But he said, how am I going to save Israel? My family is poor. I am the least in my father's house. But see, God had a time for this, brother, didn't he? And if you know this wonderful story, God had 300 men in mind for this dear brother. And what a wonderful story that is. And he had a bunch of trumpets and a bunch of pitchers. And he says, we're all going to gather you together and you're going to go out there and blow and break them. And praise be to God, you're going to see basically an innumerable army. They were like grasshoppers in the land. And they got up and they were in such derision that they went in and they impaled each and every one of them on the swords. Isn't that something? See, an unsuspecting, inept, little used lefty. The Lord is with thee. And you know, I believe our Lord said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. So I believe this is the same one I read about Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. But I got to thinking about this little used lefty. And I know we've all been there before. There might even be some of us here today that, oh my, I believe I'm the little used lefty, brother. My hands going across the room here. Overlooked. Huh? You've been passed by? Ignored? Oh, I'm not of use or importance to anyone. And a lefty to boot. A lefty. And it was so precious how the Lord, see, he just comes in a manifold way. He really does. And lefty means odd. And I had a sister recently, and it's so precious. See, she sent me a little study on the word odd. Now, stay with me. I believe it all comes together. But she sent this, and it's just so wonderful. And there's something about that word odd. And it's only found one time in the Bible. One time. It's found in Numbers 3:48. And I won't tell you about that. I'll just tell you about the story. We won't turn there today. But basically, it's ordering of the host. They're numbering the first males in the family of Israel. And what's going to happen here is the odd speaks of the excess that's going to be given over to Aaron and his sons. And there's a precious message in that as well too, brothers and sisters. But this word odd in the Strong's, that's the concordance there, it means redundant over and over. Okay, well, we understand that it could mean that as well, too. But it goes on to say that it means to have more, to have over and above. It means to be extraordinary. Oh, I think we're onto something, aren't we? And then she said, isn't this wonderful? I'm not just run-of-the-mill, because she knew she was odd. And I said, oh, sister, you are. And I am, too. Isn't that wonderful? God's children are odd. The children of Abraham. Hear that before? Are a peculiar people. We're not from here. No matter how much you're trying to tell me, tell others, oh, this is who I am. This is the country or the society or the different things. And I praise God how many different assortments and flavors. I've always been like that, and I'm thankful to God for it. But we are one in Christ. One. We are citizens of heaven. Not anything else. And praise be to God. If you're a child of God today, you are seated with Jesus Christ in the heavens right now. That's who you are. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither Jew nor Greek. Now get this. And there's neither male nor female. So you know what? He's really telling you. No more excuses. Quit dividing things up. Quit telling me, well, I feel this way because I've got this hormone or I've got this hormone. Now, ooh, where? Did I say that? Yeah, I did. You know why? Because it's Christ. And I do. My heart goes out. We live these things with one another. Praise be to God. And we understand. Do you believe that God made you the exact sex that you need to be? Absolutely. He did. He makes no mistake. And there could be a lot of battles in that for you. And I don't know what they are. But I know He does. And I know He puts you exactly in the vessel that you are today. To sit you here today, knowing that you're needy, knowing that you need the Word of God in your life, knowing that you need to grow closer to Jesus Christ. That not just that it's wonderful salvation that apprehended you, but praise be to God, as we've been reading about that vocation, that we have a divine invitation to embrace and apprehend the salvation of God. And you know what the salvation of God is, don't you? That's Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful when that brother said, oh, as he held little baby Jesus and he said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I'm ready to go now. Why? My eyes have seen my salvation. I'm ready to live now and live more abundantly. So how wonderful. How wonderful. But see, in God, there's always so much the more. And this sister, she said, brother, I had to search on. I had to go find out what this meant. God put a quickening in my heart. And the word odd means excess. It means more than required. It means superabundance, surplus, overflowing, increased. Need I go on? I pray you get the message here. And you know what it is? The Lord is with you. And when the Lord is with you, it's just beyond. It's just beyond. The excess doesn't even get it. Super abounding, couldn't even touch it. God is with you. He is. And He is for you. And His Son's life is in you. And the very power of His might has been left for us to pray for and to yield to. You talk about super abounding, 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 and super abounding, and abounding, and abounding. Brothers and sisters, the last here are going to be first over there. Let's do that again. The last here are going to be first over there. Amen. Know it. Know it. This is not your day. This is the greatest time, though, for you. It really is, because it's time to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the time that counts to what you're going to share with that wonderful Jesus over there. I couldn't even explain to you just confessing the Lord with your lips and asking Him into your heart how marvelous that's going to be. I mean it. I can't imagine. But that's only the beginning. That's only the very beginning of the walk. And to think it goes all the way through and to say, but son, I want your hand in marriage for my son. Now, everything just exploded. It did. But I can comprehend that love by my spirit. By my spirit. See, He chose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Have you ever been called a fool? I have. I have. That's okay. You're just verifying what the Lord said. If I confound you, praise God. Amen. Now, He goes on to say, He hath chosen the weak to make strong. He says, the black and comely I'm going to show them forth as the curtains of Solomon. A lowly and a contrite heart is of the greatest worth to me. And as we mentioned a minute ago, a peculiar people in Abraham, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that your life has made us different. That we shine by grace as lights in this world. We stand out. Don't put your light under a bushel. Don't do that. Like that brother that came back from the service, how'd it go? Well, I'll tell you what, they didn't even know I was a Christian all that time. I got through just fine. What a shame. What a shame. Is that how we're going through life right now? I don't need to bring my Bible around. I don't even need to be shouting out the name of Jesus. It's just Christ in me. And I'm going to tell you something. That's going to shout out like nobody's business. Hey, man, that guy's got peace over there. What's up with that? Huh? You mean that brother's lost his job and he's got a song in his heart? How dare he? Glory to God. That is a glory to God. And it's a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters. No. Know that He knows. See, that's it. Know that He knows. See, Peter finally started resting when he finally said, you know, Lord, Thou knowest. Lord, You've got it. You've got it. We say this often. Is this real to us? Does God ever make a mistake? Did He not give us Romans 8:28 for our mistakes? Really, did He not? Amen. And what did He say there? And we know. See, there's not a doubt, is there? It's just a fact. See, we're dealing with God's Word again. It is what it is. It's true. He cannot lie. And we know. And see, how do we know? Because of His Spirit. It even tells us that earlier in Romans 8, doesn't it? It's by My Spirit. Amen, it is. That's how we know. It's not because I read it, I know. It's not because it's on the wall in my house that I know. Come on. It's because He said it so that I know. And when that starts to happen, I believe Him. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And I'm going to trust Him by His grace that I'll be called according to His purpose. Amen. Sometimes I can't believe that, Lord, that's called to Your purpose. Whew! I never thought it was going to be like that. I thought I was going to feel something.
Hallelujah.
Was Moses called on the backside of that desert to his purpose for those 40 years? I don't know what he was feeling with all them goats out there. But I don't know if he was really feeling much. But he knew God had a day for him. He had a plan for him. He had a promise. He said, you know what, brother? You're going to come and deliver My people. You just be still. Now, how much more has God told you that's going to be for us? Well, we're going to read about it in just a minute. I don't want to get ahead. All right. Now, little used lefty, he named himself that. Back to the story. He didn't name himself that out of self-pity. I found that out. No, you know why he named himself that? Because he knew who he was. I'm little used lefty is what he said. And that he had a coach that knew and saw his potential. And in that, you know what little used lefty did? He sat still. He was just patient. He showed up every day to practice. He didn't say, well, you're not using me. I'm not going to show up. Uh-oh. Yeah, you needed boots today, didn't you? Toes getting stepped on. Come on now. Let God do this. Let God work this. This is a simple little message, but isn't this the simplicity in Christ and what He has for us and how deep it can strike? But this young man, he showed up to practice every day and he just waited for the moment that he would be called. And see, brothers and sisters, the coach knows. The coach knows. Now, I'm not talking about the coaches of this world because most of them don't know a thing. I've been in Little League. I know that's a whole... I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. But the coach knows. And you know who that is. And brothers and sisters, he sees all. He knows the heart. I think about that coach that saw that sweet woman that gave two mites and knew that she had given more than all. He saw the potential in a woman who was caught in the very act of adultery that had the potential because of the grace of God to go and sin no more. Do you have that kind of vision for people? I pray you do. See, that's the love of God that does that kind of thing. Amen. He knew that a shepherd boy would believe him to be a king. He knew that an orphan girl would settle down and say, oh, I'll just listen to all the instruction that you have here. Because I'm going to be loved more than all the other virgins. And I'm going to sit down as his queen. Do you know that that's not a story? Do you know that that's the Word of God? Do you know that His Word is alive and living today? And do you know that that story is the life in the blood? And it's going forth today. It's got another application, doesn't it? It was a wonderful type and a shadow for a people to step into today and say, you know what? I'm going to take all that instruction. I'm going to be still. I'm not going to worry about what man thinks or what my mom thinks or what my dad thinks or what the religion that I grew up in thinks. I'm going to listen to the One who knows. I'm going to listen to the Word of God. And it's going to make the change. It's going to make the difference. And it's what's going to grow me up into Him in all things. Yes, the Word of His grace. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is your God too. He is for you. The Lord is with you. And He wants you to place your complete confidence, brothers and sisters, in Him. Because every moment counts. Every moment counts. The smallest things are the greatest to Him. I appreciate. Sometimes I get little things that are sent to me. And I saw this one about this man who God had told to go out of his house every day and to push upon this giant rock. A giant rock. Well, that dear brother, you know what he did? He went out of his house and he'd push on that rock every single day. And you know what? That rock never moved an inch. It never went anywhere. People looked at him and said, something wrong with you? Do you not see that you're wasting your time? Nothing's getting done. We don't see a thing. But that dear brother, he went out every single day and he pushed upon that rock and he did not care what everybody else was saying. He didn't care what the world was telling him. He heeded to the Word of God. And if you know that story, as he pushed day after day and year after year, that rock never moved. But something happened to his body. He transformed into this incredible physical masterpiece. Perfect muscles. Beautiful. A life ready to fit a gown. Oh, brothers and sisters. If I could only encourage us to quit wasting our time swinging for the fences of the cares of this world. You know what I'm saying. Do you realize God already hit a grand slam for you? He did. It was out of the park the moment those words were uttered. It is finished. Game over. Do you realize that? The score so completely gone. Time had run out. It is finished. And he gave up the ghost. Willed himself to die. He may have been suffering. And I know he was. And looked like this lamb slain. A piece of meat upon that cross. But the biggest smile across his heart was there with God's. Father, it's done. It's done for all those people down there today at 1701 South Sherman that accepted me as Savior. It's never changed. It will never, ever change. Father, it's done. It's complete. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. And my goodness, brothers and sisters, if we will trust that, He'll use you. We got a couple minutes, thank God. Turn with me to Revelation. I really don't ever want to belabor you, but thank the Lord that, you know, with Him, He'll even hold the time up for us. But in Revelation chapter 19, let us read what God has in store for us. Let's read this now together, okay? Come on now. Chapter 19, we're going to start reading from verse 11. the second coming of Christ in glory. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Wonder whose crowns those are. You holding that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown? There's a time for you to wear it in glory. And here it is. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Yes. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Let me tell you something. Those are some redeemed folks. It takes souls to make white and clean. Yeah. You got the blood? Oh, you got a soul white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now you don't think God has something special planned for you? Let me ask you something. What else would you want in place of this? What would be more important? Really, naturally speaking, God forbid if you'd utter anything in your mind right now. This is wrapping it up. And God's chosen you. Us in Christ is an offering that God has for us. And this is a day, oh my goodness, brothers and sisters. Oh my goodness. Realize that the coach, he's found you. Realize that he sees and he appreciates and he'll use your talent. Hear his voice. Be still. Yeah, we're learning that. I see my life. I see your life. Finally learning. Be still. Know that I'm God. And you know what? It's good. It's good. I can get into, I don't worry. I am happy in Jesus Christ. It's not going on here. Hallelujah. It's going on in here. His voice. And be still and I knowing that you are God. And in due time, he said, I will exalt you. You willing to wait? Or is there somebody else you'd rather exalt you? Oh, I want my work to tell me I got employee of the month. See how stupid? Praise God if that's a goal. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate you have goals and aspirations. But don't live for that. Don't live for that. By grace of God, you live for Christ. But he'll exalt us in due time. He says, wait upon me. And he says, when you see me, you're going to be like me. My goodness. So you know what, brothers and sisters? If you are a little used lefty today, some forgotten one, be happy and rejoice. Be happy and rejoice. Praise God. Something good's going on. Something wonderful's going on. You're highly favored. You're downright, downright extraordinary. Because the power of Christ is resting upon you right now. And let me tell you something. Someday, what that power is going to do, you ready to rule and reign? You ready to rule and reign with Him? I believe some hearts and lives here today are ready to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. Let it be real. Be still and know that I'm God. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you again. We appreciate for your presence here today. We just are so grateful that, again, your great grace pours forth. Your mercy, oh my goodness, how tender it is. Lord, touch lives here this morning. I know there's many that are hurting, but God, You know what it is. Whether it's the need of a job, whether it's the need of a healing, whether it's the need of a touch in family, a touch in marriage, God, whether it's for children that we have, dear Lord, we just commit it all to You. We commit it all to You. And you know, I'm assured in Your Word, You told us to lift our requests up to You. You said to lift up the weary hands to You. And I'll tell you what, I know there's power in prayer. Because in that prayer, we believe, we give You thankfulness, God. And God, You give all the supplying of Your grace to believe that, Lord, You've answered. And God, we give You all the glory in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.